This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The National Resource Defense Council estimates up to 40% of all food produced in the U.S. goes to waste, even though 1 in 8 Americans struggles to put enough food on the table. GLT's Eric Stock looks into the causes of food waste in America, what some local restaurateurs, producers, and charities are doing to reduce food waste, and how a new state law is helping some farmers find new uses for some of its produce that might otherwise end up in a landfill.
Chef Ken Mischke is in one of his three kitchens at Epiphany Farms restaurant in Bloomington as his staff prepares for the night's customers. As an environmentally conscious owner of three farm-to-table restaurants in McLean County, Mischke hates to throw out any food at all.
Most kitchens that I go in that I'm not managing, I see so much waste just from neglect of taking the 30 seconds to scrape out the pan.
Mischke symbolizes this through what he calls a million-dollar spatula. It's an exaggeration, he admits, but the point is clear. Don't waste a single drop.
If you do a good job of scraping out all the pots and pans and every time you make a recipe or every time you change a container with a spatula, then over the life of that spatula, that thing could become worth up to $1 million.
Mischke conveys his food waste mantra to his customers. Servers write the date on customers' carryout boxes so they have a reminder of how long they have to eat it. He says limiting food waste is especially challenging when working with raw produce, which typically has a one-week shelf life. But he says whether it's pork, eggs, or radishes, anything that's been sitting for more than a few days ends up in what he calls the family meal, which happens daily at each of his restaurants, Epiphany Farms at Anjou Above in Bloomington, at Old Bank in Leroy, and at his farm in Downs. Staff prepares a meal for all of his 165 employees with the food that's showing some age but still good. That keeps the food for his customers the freshest, and there's an added benefit.
It's the base of our culture. It's like, you know, a happy family sits down and has a meal together, and they have a conversation, and they get to know each other, and they enjoy a meal, and that's really what this is all about.
Food waste isn't just a problem in restaurants. It's a major issue for grocery stores. Mike Hoffman, logistics director at Midwest Food Bank at Normal, says we, the consumers, are largely to blame.
If you go to the grocery store and you have two pieces of fruit in front of you, one has a slight blemish on it and one doesn't have any blemish on it, we're all going to take the one with this perfect. We like everything really nice, right?
It's gotten to the point, Hoffman says, stores will turn away entire truckloads of apples, for example, because some look less than perfect, perhaps proving the old adage that one bad apple really can spoil a whole barrel.
It boils down to you and me, the average consumer, who's saying, look, there's nothing wrong with that fruit, but we all want the best. And that's kind of the way we are in America. We've been groomed that way.
That's where agencies like Midwest Food Bank step in. Food haulers turned away from the stores will deliver their still perfectly good produce to the food bank and its new 100,000 square foot warehouse, where it gets repackaged into family-sized containers that can feed families for weeks. Several dozen food banks in McLean County come in weekly to pick up truckloads of food to deliver to families in need. It's an effort that relies heavily on volunteers.
The group repackaging thing. I think they're repackaging cereal today.
Midwest volunteers put in 220,000 hours of free labor at each of its 8 locations in the U.S. and Kenya. Also, the good food doesn't go to waste while many go hungry.
There's a lot of waste out there, and we're recovering as much as we can. I'm just thankful for every piece of food that's in this warehouse that we can give out that way, because that's something that's not going into landfills, not getting wasted. And the bigger picture is we are serving people that are in need, that need a little help.
There are other charities which help to distribute food that might otherwise be destined for the landfill. Isaac Simmons is a volunteer for Veggie Oasis. Each week, he and other volunteers arrive at the end of Bloomington's weekly farmers market, hauling a wheelbarrow, offering to take the merchant's leftover produce to give to families in need. Simmons says he saw firsthand how many families were struggling with access to healthy food when he worked at the market last year.
That kind of woke me up to the food insecurity of Bloomington Normal. And it got me talking with the farmers, and then I got in contact with Veggie Oasis.
Simmons, who is a student at Illinois Wesleyan, majoring in business and religion, says he often leaves with up to 3 wheelbarrows full of prepared food, fruits, and vegetables.
I feel amazing about it, but I don't, I try not to put like how I feel about it into it, because it's really just something that that should happen normally. And so this is just something that should happen that I'm doing.
That food is then delivered to the West Bloomington Revitalization Project offices, where it's placed on tables outside for anyone to take. No questions asked. It's typically gone within an hour. Tony Maluski of Bloomington says the Veggie Oasis has given her family the chance to have a healthier diet.
It's a great help to us. It's really cut our food budget and allows us to spend money on other things that we need. It allows us to try new foods without being out much money.
And the mother of three is often amused by what her three preteens want to take home and try, like okra, eggplant, and a Mexican turnip called jicama.
They pick whatever they want, and they've picked some pretty adventurous stuff, and then we take it home and we have to figure out how to prepare it and how to cook it. And we've found a lot of new things that we've tried to make part of our weekly diet, like kale chips was a popular one.
The U.S. throws out close to 91 billion kilograms of food per year, more than the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, and Sweden combined. That's according to the 2017 Food Sustainability Index, compiled by the British kitchen retailer Magnet. But the U.S. is not the worst when it comes to wasting food. While the average American tosses close to 300 kilos of food in the trash every year, Australians dispose of more than 360 kilos of trash on average. And Sweden isn't much better than the U.S. The most conscientious about food waste were Greece, China, India, and Russia. I'm Eric Stock.